We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. It is 9:23, and we're talking with Jason Smith, the president of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, and looking ahead to next year's legislative session and much more. And we'll get a recap of some of the other things we've seen here in 2021. But I thought we'd maybe spend some time here, if we could, Jason, just a little bit. We hear some of these names like Metal and the Flint Hills Regional Council, and those two in particular. And I know they have kind of some similarities, but they are two different entities. And I was wondering if maybe you could just kind of clarify that up for some listeners who may
sure.
not know.
So, you know, there's a trend in communities across the country that there's always strength in numbers, right? So regionalism is a huge issue. And if you remember, you know, you can even throw in another name. Region Reimagined was a program that we've put together based on our strategic plan that we are now partnering with the Flint Hills Regional Council on and the implementation of. But Metal was created primarily as a legislative group. They've had some other activities, but generally over the last 3 years, it has been strictly to work on and promote a legislative agenda for the state of Kansas, that the four communities involved can collaboratively work together, and hopefully the strength in numbers will give us an opportunity to see and create opportunities that otherwise we wouldn't. If you think about it, I don't know that these numbers are exact, but if you think about it, as I mentioned earlier, we have three Kansas legislators that are pretty much Manhattan-centric. We have two others that sort of have a little bit of their district that come into Manhattan. So at the most, we could rally for Manhattan issue as five people. In the Metal communities, if you add all of them together, there's 40. And so we have an event at the beginning of the session, and obviously we didn't last year, but generally we have an event at the beginning of the session, and we invite every legislator, and obviously they don't all come, but we'll get 25 or 30. And not only do we get to talk about our agenda, but it gives them a chance to talk to each other. And so as the session goes on, they're familiar with who their Metal counterparts are. But it is very focused on that. The regional council, and I'm not a regional council expert, but is more of a what I call council of governments is what I've worked in my career. It's a group of governing bodies, so cities and counties, that come together and form a group that collectively helps on a variety of issues, primarily around planning grants and those kind of initiatives that maybe individually a community can't afford to hire a person to do, but collectively you can put your money together and provide those services to you. And there's some money through EDA that can help fund those kind of programs. And I know right now, as I mentioned, Region Reimagined was the economic development strategy that we launched 3 years ago. And the person that managed the first 2 years of that was Christy Rodriguez, and did a great job and did a lot of pre-work in terms of trying to bring regional partners together on a joint economic development strategy. Where the confusion got in a little bit is that did not mean that Manhattan did not need to work on their own economic development strategy. And it did not mean that Pottawatomie County or Wamego or Junction City or all the other communities that were involved in Region Reimagined didn't need to be doing their own efforts, right? Because at the end of the day, we all have an obligation to our investors, whether they're private or they're public. And so there became a little bit of not a conflict, but just there was just hard to communicate how you differentiated that. And so once Christy went to the regional council, which we were thrilled and recommended for that position, it just made sense to, because that's really what a regional council should do, right, is regional economic development planning. It became natural for her to, as she was putting together her SEDS plan, which is the joint strategy for the region. And actually, the Flint Hills Regional Council is a lot more counties, too, than what Region Reimagined was. I think there's seven and we were three. But it became a natural for her to sort of take the concepts of the Region Reimagined strategy and implement it into her regional strategy. And so we signed an agreement with her to do that, and gave her permission, obviously, to use all art, which we own the Region Reimagine strategy, and gave her permission to use that. We also, she got an EDA grant to help fund that process, and but it needed a match, a local match, and so we are one of the economic development entities that are providing a local match for that, and it's a pretty significant match because we think regional economic development planning is very important. So that to be said, obviously we were very, very sad to see that Christy left, and but we're going to continue to work with that group to hopefully get that strategy launched, get a district designation for the regional council, which an economic development district, which would, I think, provide enormous opportunities for this region, and do whatever we can to afford economic prosperity in our entire 3, 4, 5, 6 county region.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's very interesting. Yeah, and you know, I cover Pottawatomie County here, and they were talking about the regional council this week. I know they increased their membership dues here to the different members, and I thought it was kind of interesting. They were kind of upset about the increased cost there. I think it's 90 cents per capita now instead of 60 cents per capita. But it kind of showed me, I think, kind of the double-edged sort of population growth. Pottawatomie County's had a lot of population growth, and this is maybe the double-edged sword that kind of comes with that. Is it, you know,
when you're... Yeah, I mean, so... Of course, we're not members, right? We're partners in a specific project, so we've committed a 3-year amount. So I can't speak specifically about the dues increase, other than I know that they did that. I think we have to decide, is having this kind of an organization important? And my history in working in Texas, Oklahoma, and Nebraska, and now Kansas, is that if you have a strong council of governments and a strong economic development district that's highly aware of opportunities through EDA, rural development, all the other federal agencies, that it will pay back enormous dividends to governing bodies. I think the challenge is that when you fund something just enough to operate, that sometimes the return isn't going to be very high. And so I think what they're trying to figure out is, okay, in order for us to really get a return on this investment, what do we need how do we need to fund the organization? I'm not part of those conversations, but I know that that it is, from our standpoint, it's important that if we're going to have a council of governments and economic development district, that it be funded appropriately, because it will definitely, through grant applications and planning opportunities, it'll return a benefit. But it also, that's not to say that there doesn't need to be scrutiny and all those. You know, I think Pottawatomie County has a member on the board, and of course, City of Manhattan and Raleigh County. I mean, they all have a board member, and anytime you have that many differing opinions and jurisdictions together, you're going to have some discussions that need a lot of talk. So, I'm glad that they're considering it, and I'm glad that they're also thinking about is it something that we see as a viable return.
All right, very good. Well, we'll take a break here, and we'll come back more with Jason Smith, the president of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, in a moment on News Radio KMAN.